So we've just finished episode 9 of the Daily Talk Show, which is our new podcast.
It's episode 100.
Guys, we did it.
It's episode 200.
Hey, get around
episode
it, everyone.
200.
It is episode 300, everyone.
The Daily Talk Show, episode 400.
Jesus. Far out.
Gem's already in the cocktail. What are you? Is that actual cream?
It doesn't feel like it looks.
Tomorrow, 3D dill in Melbourne.
If you've got varying heights on a schnitzel, it's annoying.
Don't touch me.
Don't you fucking touch me. Right?
Seth Godin on the Daily Talk Show.
50 likes on this comment and Mr. 97 will bleach his hair.
Just hail a cab. Taxi!
I just say, I mean, narcissists, we're all...
That's crazy.
No. Can you get me a clean towel?
No.
Live from Sydney, Australia!
We're in Woolloomooloo.
I knew that you guys were doing a daily talk show, and then I came to see the office and visit and sat down, and Josh told me, no, this is part of a 10-year plan. We are doing this for 10 years. So and it blew me away.
Hey, Siri, what's the weather?
I have no doubt that this show will be successful purely because you are doing it every day, and you're going to do it for 10 years.
Jesus.
It's a 10-year plan. It's a commitment. It's something special.
You guys, I believe, will have one of the best and most successful podcasts in Australia and eventually perhaps the world in this space because you are very good and very consistent.
This is an unpaid endorsement, which is always the worst.
Without a doubt, the worst intro I've had.
Weekend banter.
Turn it up. Wait a minute. Crossfeed.
The Daily Talk Show. Sometimes worth recording with Josh Jensen and Tommy Jenkins.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 500. At AU 79 here in Abbotsford.
Cool. We're gonna put, almost fucked the seating. Do you want to come in? Fucked it, right?
That's fine. That's
let's get this going.
It's the first time we've ever got cue cards here. Yeah. And
we don't normally roll like this.
Things are very legitimate.
Thank you for everyone coming down. Big camped in the front here. It's really weird seeing people in front of us other than Mr. 97. Fuck that.
This is why we don't do cue cards.
I was thinking, you weren't at my wedding, were you?
No, I wasn't.
No. Nor was Mr. 97.
I was going to say I was travelling, but I actually was available.
I was thinking there's one...
That's fine.
I needed a camera guy, but I already filled it with a $500 guy.
No, I said I was either going to be the best man or I don't attend. A bit of sort of Ben Fordham style.
I know Craig Harper was at my wedding and so was my wife. She's here. The one thing, I've quit drinking this year and it's probably a good thing because live events when I start drinking, I start swearing a lot. Mm. And that was a broken glass.
Yeah, that's
a
good
as okay. I was.
Yeah, Gronk
saying,
move.
That was your dad.
It's Richard Jansen.
Absolute Gronk move, Richard. Yeah,
classic.
Chip off the old block you are, Josh. Yeah, this fucking Gronk over here. But no, I'm glad. I swore so much in my wedding speech. Craig Harper, can you confirm that? Yeah, it was real bad. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to pick up these cards. You speak.
Yeah, no, that's fine. No, I mean, good start, 97.
Oh,
how great did 97 do with
you? Oh, my God.
MC.
I had the best in the biz, so that helped.
The one thing was you did forget to press record.
Yeah, that happened.
So
I'm fine. Not the tech guy, and I said to Josh before, "Are we recording?" Mm. And then he.
I'm guessing 97. I mean, that's his job. That's what he does every day.
Yeah, that's what we pay him a full time salary for.
But it was literally before we came out, he was in the toilet.
And because
we told him beforehand, I said, now I want you to, it's all about confidence. I want you to hold Gemma's hand. Yeah. And so he had his hands under the dryer being like, can't be wet for Gemma the whole time. And that is why we don't have the start recorded, but that's okay.
Mr. 97, absolute stellar job. It's his first, so he joined us. Yeah, give him a clap.
Yeah,
give him
another clap.
He's only 19. He joined us. This is his first job working for us, and we've given him a lot of his firsts. You Gronks. This was his first time emceeing an event. How do you think he went?
Yeah, good.
I mean, critical feedback. You sounded like you were choking up.
Yeah.
No, but I appreciate,
I think it was all good. So tonight, I think it's important that because we've got so many people in the room, I'd love to go viral, like everyone to be posting on social media, use the hashtag. Actually, did everyone get their wristbands?
Yeah. You're all now, sitting on it if you haven't seen it.
And so the idea of the wristbands, we know it's 2019, we know that plastics, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
These are keepsakes, you hold on to them.
You will go to the grave in them.
Yeah, absolutely. We want you to wear them out and about, take photos with them. But if you you can take photos tonight, there's no issue with that at all.
I don't know who would have an issue with it. more the better. So a few formalities of how it's going to work tonight. We've made a lot of promises in the lead up to this, just a lot of promises in general in the show, and most of those promises come from you, Josh.
Oh no, I don't think so. I think the testosterone one was definitely something that you promised.
Yeah.
So the idea being. I didn't even know testosterone was a thing. I didn't know much about it. But Tommy brings it up a lot. And I assumed that there was a connection between the BO stuff and you do say that you forget to put deodorant on sometimes.
Look, have a kid and then let's have this conversation.
Okay, well...
Because there's some shit you forget once you have a kid.
I know, but you do have some, or every scattered all throughout the
workplace. Look, I keep one at the office. There's about three at home. I've stolen most of my wife's. Mm-hmm. So I'm equipped. She just said yes.
Yeah. I mean, but no spray policy due to
that
asthma.
Bullshit. Anyway, so tonight, the formalities. Later on, we're going to be doing an announcement. We've all had our blood test done to find out who has the most testosterone out of the three of us. It is the most stupid competition that we've ever done.
I mean, I think you know who's going to win based on that. But the...
is he saying him? Is that what
he's
saying?
No. He's just like, I'm not really into it. Like, it's not going to be a big deal. I didn't even think I wanted the test.
Look, the guy with the biggest feet between us, you know.
But the funny thing is, I got everything done. I did a bunch of blood work and... before you know it, I'm fucking in there. I saw you. I booked in on a Sunday because I'd left it to the last minute. It was like a bulk bill sort of thing, so I just had to go to whoever.
Clogging out the healthcare system.
Yeah, and so I see Tommy sort of flexing out the front. I'm like, okay, it obviously went well for Tommy. And then I go in, and before you know it, she's fucking explaining food pyramids to me. They're talking about my cholesterol. It went well beyond... testosterone.
Well, fuck, young Pinocchio over here. You should have seen the bullshit he was spitting the doctor. What did you tell the doctor?
Vegetarian. Been it for about 3 months now.
Well, you've been a vegetarian. You sort of lowered your meat intake. That's not vegetarian.
For like half a week. Like three months of vegetarian.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the most... We've corrupted him.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't lie, but there he was, lying to a GP.
Yeah.
Either way, so later on, we're going to have Queen Gronk come up on stage and she's going to announce who has won the testosterone competition. Also, I don't know if you saw it, Hayden Dibb, he has been getting a tattoo while this has all been happening and he'll arrive and he's going to reveal something that he's got for episode 500, a bit of a celebration.
Are we going to say what the tattoo is? I'm sure we've said it before. It's the Daily Talk Show logo.
Yeah, he's not here yet. Everyone makes stupid decisions in life. This is one of his. But he doesn't have to know. You need to clap him after the event. Go up to him and say, mate, love the tattoo.
Yeah. It's great.
Just great spot.
Yeah.
You know, really suits
him. Well, he asked me. He said, should he get it done there? Or should he get it done there? And I said, absolutely there. I was a bit nervous before coming on. And Bree said, you've done it 1,000 times. Which made me panic more because I've only done 500.
Yeah. The best thing about...
That was actually a planned... That was like my Nando's temperature in the room. I'd sort of planned that. Bree did say it, but it was...
My ears are ringing. I wasn't even listening to you.
Yeah. No, temperature in the room. Well, what are people like? Do you like... For the milds, who likes mild basting?
So
can we get a woo?
Woo.
Okay, how about hot? Who likes hot? Yeah, oh, I forgot. What about lemon and herb? Whoa, oh, big supporters of lemon and herb. What about extra hot? Yeah, very good. Back to you, Tommy.
there's a few people in the room that have no idea about our show, which is the best.
Really?
They have no idea. A heap of this shit.
I mean, Nando's, on the fact of Nando's, I wanted to thank a few people.
Okay.
Nando's being one of them. They've had a delicious spread. I had one of their vegan wraps.
Lovely.
One of the things, as I've been vegetarian for 2 weeks, sometimes I can find that the flavours can be underwhelming and it leads you to eating more potato than you need.
They didn't even tell us we had to give them that much of a plug.
Yeah, and so, but it was delicious.
The plug's there.
It was absolutely, it was really delicious.
I mean, this was for the end. We were going to do the, oh, I the just thanks thought, at the end.
Oh, Moondog as well, Moondog
yeah,
Brewing.
Yeah, Moondog Brewing. Some beer.
And also thanks AU to AU79.
The venue. How good's this venue? Put your hands together for the venue.
Yeah. I've met the guy who does all of the greenery, looks after all of the
he's a great
plants
bloke.
And stuff.
When we first started coming to this venue, I don't know why that was the funny bit.
No, I don't know. Yeah.
When we first started coming to this venue, we would just get coffees and sort of sit at the front, and there was a waiting area where you would wait for your coffees. They used to have a different setup. I think they've changed it because of me, because there was a a stand that held a whole bunch of keep cups and some, you know, paraphernalia that you could buy. Anyway, that's the only word I had. And I sat down and I knocked this thing and it tipped, and these keep cups, these like porcelain looking keep cups, which are probably very expensive, fell and smashed.
Yeah.
I don't know if they actually know that, but that was me. And I didn't pay.
And the funny thing is, Tommy went back the next day, and it took me like, there was like six days before I could go back.
Yeah. Well, that was a Gronk move.
Yeah.
I didn't offer to pay. Mm-hmm. I thought, hey, well, what more can we get out of these guys?
Yeah.
And now here we are.
Admin-wise, how have you felt preparing for today, Mr. 97? What's been on your mind today?
Oh, pretty much just the MC is what I was going to say for that. I haven't been thinking about too much else.
Okay.
How long have you been thinking about that for?
Ever since we made the announcement. Well, you guys mentioned it to me, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you've been acting very cool about the whole thing. Like,
yeah,
you haven't sort of...
No, it's a whole strategy. Underthink it.
Uh-huh. Well, that's instead of overthinking Tommy's, it.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, cool. I mean, that's where you got that from me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We usually have fights about underthink it. Just stop thinking so much. And then he says, think more about this. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway,
bit of an overthink versus
my strategy.
Unthink. Yeah, I get it. But I was stressed about the from my Apple Watch to my AirPods today. I was starting to walk to work, and I was going to plan. I was actually put a lot of effort into the playlist that you play.
You actually did.
Yes.
So it that was, sounded like.
Scooter Song. Derek, actually pick up the microphone, Scooter Derek, if you like.
Oh, this is Scooter Derek. He's been on our show
many
times.
Yeah.
The guy in the palm tree t-shirt. Shirt.
Yeah.
Shit,
where did you say you got that shirt from?
There's a weird, cheapy, big men's shop in Northland next to Kmart.
Yeah, how much was it?
I think it was like $10.
Yeah, what are they called?
It's Lowe's.
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 Yeah, great.
They've got crazy selection of awesome Hawaiian stuff. Yeah.
So anyway, I gave you the last minute... the task of pressing the buttons and doing all of that, so I appreciate that.
My thanks, pleasure.
Thanks.
You've got
that.
A terrible playlist.
No, well...
we have to talk.
Yeah, well, so this is the thing. I didn't get to spend as much time on it because the funny thing is I was like, I'd been pretty specific around how I was planning my day. I was sort of meditative state. I edited the video today, whilst the other guys were doing some admin.
Last minute. Leave it last minute.
So I was doing that, but my AirPods were flat. But then... I realised this show.
You know the story about how he didn't come to work?
I came late, yes.
He came very late because his AirPods weren't charged.
Yeah, well, so I walked to work every day. I went to leave and then I was like, well, I normally am quite efficient listening to a podcast.
I mean, you can just walk without AirPods.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, I realised that it was next level because I was wearing shorts all day and then put on pants and then realised the reason it wasn't working was I had two pair. I've got someone
Who's
else's
is that?
AirPods.
Who's is?
I'm not sure.
It could be. I reckon it's Tommy's.
It could be either Tommy's or be Reese.
Do I have a pair here? Hang on, this is... No, I've got mine.
Okay, all right.
In saying that, one of the promises... So, hands up if you actually listen to our show and have for quite some time.
Okay, great.
At least the last 100 episodes, heaps of people. So, do you know the promise about where Josh lost a bet?
Oh, fuck, yeah.
And
it's very lowbrow.
The reason how do you explain it?
I can't remember what it was about, but I said that I would...
One of your AirPods stopped working. It stopped charging in the case.
And you love playing these bets where you say, if you do this, then you have to do that.
Yeah, it's my go-to.
That, yeah, and so that was one of the... You said,
anyway,
yeah.
One of the promises was that if he loses the bet, he has to clean out my AirPod with his mouth. Which I've still... I just keep that one close to me. Mm. I probably won't do it today. I won't put you through that. I won't put your mother through that, Lynn Jansen.
The shame.
I won't do that.
What have you been thinking about?
So, as you... I mean, we've got the Gronk Squad T-shirts on. What's amazing is... the Gronk Squad has taken off. Mm-hmm. The amount of people that have said they're in the Gronk Squad, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what a Gronk is, how would you explain it?
Yeah, I mean, you were the one that sort of got it going. But it's
I'll give you a real-life example. So I think we're all Gronks. You're all Gronks in the room. It's a very low barrier to get into the Gronk Squad. You're just in. Mm-hmm. You don't even need to know you're in.
More likely to be a Gronk if you don't know, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And so... this is a Confessions of a Gronk. Mm-hmm. We do this every now and then. One of the confessions that I have, a Gronk move. So I've got a spa at our place.
Do you? You have a spa.
I've mentioned it. Mate, the water is very clear right now. Yeah. I brought it back from looking absolutely putrid to very clear. Mm-hmm. Anyway, our next door neighbour has lived in this block for many, many years.
Is it Michelle?
No, it's not the pro basketballer, the ex-NBL.
WNBA
player. Mm-hmm. It's not her. I'd probably listen a bit more if it was her, to be honest. But our other next door neighbour, the one that, like, you know, our walls connect.
Housemate?
Basically, if we just cut a hole through, we could get in. Uh-huh. But anyway, she's super lovely. And we have the spa out in the back corner, and which it almost like backs onto their lounge room wall. And there's a little bit of noise that comes from the spa. And it goes... every hour for 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. So it's a fair bit throughout the day. And I saw her because I borrowed the hose off her to fill up the spa. Mm. I didn't take her water. That would be extremely Gronkish. Mm-hmm. I took our water. Anyway, I used the hose. I took her back in. This was the second time that I'd taken the hose off her. And she said to me, is there any way you can turn off your filter on your spa?
Absolutely not.
And I thought, when? Mm. She said, during the day. And I said, okay. And I kind of agreed to it. Mm. And I haven't done it, which is a very Gronk move. No. So I've put my thoughts first, which are, we just spent $200 on spa chemicals. Mm-hmm. And I can't fucking turn the thing off. So it's going to cost us too much money.
Is it about keeping the... Yeah, he gets it. A bit of spa banter. Love it. The temperature-wise, what do you have it set at?
38. Uh-huh. 38's a great temperature. Mm-hmm. If you have a spa at home, who's got a spa at home? Rob Ward.
Can we get a woo?
Justin.
Yeah.
A few spas, rocking 38.
Rob Ward has like 4 Google Homes, so that's impressive. Everyone, round of applause for Rob. that's actually what it deserves. But Tommy actually went to Rob's the other day.
I did.
And you got a full tour.
Yeah, I did.
The vacuum cleaner.
Mate, he has a wall unit,
see?
Nest, that controls the temperature of the house. Someone walked into our office and said, oh, you guys have a Nest. Mm. Like the controls. Oh, fucking, no, we don't,
well,
mate.
That's the interesting thing, because when we had our old office, it was there was a contentious issue around the temperature. And so we were deciding whether to get an aircon or to move offices.
Well, the same guy that won't go to work with his AirPods also won't work if it's above a certain temperature.
Yeah. I think it's fair. And so, but anyway... Tommy is quite specific. Like, he's a bit of a dad when it comes to... Which is funny, because you fucking have the spa going at home.
Yeah,
and you won't even let me have it below 21.
I was getting nervous when it came to this month's electricity bill.
Mm-hmm. At home?
It's okay. It was only $130, which I thought for running a spa 24/7. Is that all right, Justin? Well,
it's because you got a power lead from the neighbours.
But no, I thought that was okay. That was okay. Mm-hmm. But you know, like, my dad would always... be trying to turn down the central heating, turn off the reverse cycle, just turn off everything, turn off the fucking PowerPoints. Mm. It pissed me off, and I'm now that guy.
Yeah.
Well, like, also, I think about it a lot more.
You have evaporative cooling, which is the ultimate troll.
Is it?
Yeah, because it's like, it's hot outside.
Can we get Richard? Is that expensive? Yeah. I'd say you'd be across that, Josh's dad.
Is it evaporative
He's
cooling?
He's not listening.
He's 100% zoned out.
Richard, you're at the Daily Talk Show's 500.
No, I just remember it was a bit of a pain because you have to. Does anyone? Can I get a woo for anyone that knows what I'm talking about? Yeah, there we go.
How Richard's supportive up. Are these guys? Richard's pissed on the Moondogs.
Moondogs, they're great beer, aren't they?
Anyway, so that's what a Gronk is. So I think we all do things that we think about ourselves more than the people around us. But it's human. And so if you lead with your flaws and you can reveal that you're a Gronk, I think you live a more wholesome life.
From a... You can tell when Tommy starts thinking in snippets, like what's it going to make to Instagram? Because he says... has a little pause at the end.
No, like, what's been on your mind, JJ?
Oh, not much. I was thinking, I always enjoy throwing Mr. 97 under the bus. Or not under the bus, just getting him out of his shell. Like the other day, we had Julian Haig on, and he was we're doing improv.
Yeah.
And 97 just comes in with the absolutely slamming me on how I went. So I appreciated that. But love languages, we've talked about it a few times.
Yeah.
What's your love language?
I was actually thinking about that in the car today. Uh-huh. And I was thinking about how much I love people doing stuff for me. Is that my love language?
I think that's mine too.
Yeah. Is that my love language? That's how I like to feel loved.
Yeah.
By people doing stuff for me. And so we've deployed the Gronk Squad on this event because we wouldn't have been able to do this without, you know, a heap of people that have helped out tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. So what would you say that is yours? What's that called? Active service?
No, I like quality time. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of gifts. I don't give a shit about gifts. Mm-hmm. Quality time and affection. Like, what is it?
Touch.
Physical touch. Physical touch. That's the one.
What was it for you, 97?
Physical touch and words of affirmation, I reckon.
Okay, great.
He did great tonight, didn't he, guys?
Yeah.
Well done, mate.
He's very good.
Far out.
No, he's very good. Do you want to say, I think maybe you could say something nice to Tommy now from a positive affirmation type of thing. What is it that you love about Tommy?
I mean, just in relation to this event, I'll just start there. I think, Tommy, great. You've done an epic job.
I feel like you're putting down me when you say that.
Mate, you did the video. Yeah, you did a great job, mate. Don't worry about it.
No, very sensitive with it. It's something about events and house moving, but I always have a job. Like when it's moving house, I'm like fucking, I make sure day one, the internet's on. Always on. Like, I'll be fucking getting the router, making sure Wi-Fi in every spot of the house.
I mean, that's what we did when we moved office.
Yeah, exactly. I had the internet sorted the office 2 weeks before we were set up. And then ungrateful dad over here is like, are we paying for that? It's like, mate, I want to make it a seamless transition so we can do the show. Anyway.
We pay $300 a month for our fucking internet.
No, but It's a fair question. It's a technology where they spit a fibre connection.
Oh my God, Richard's late. Fallen asleep again.
Basically spits a connect. It's if you can't get NBN at your house, Lightning Broadband,
similar
not
to
a sponsor.
4G. Mate, we didn't have to give them a plug in.
It's not like 4G at all, but it's like we get 50 megabits up and down.
75,
sorry, but 50 on a bad day. Go on. I'm sorry they interrupted.
No, Tommy, I think you've done an amazing job organising the event. You've done it.
go on.
All the sponsors and organising all the Gronks to help out and get stuff sorted. So I think that's been amazing from what you've done. Also, I guess just in general...
say it. Say it.
No, I mean, I guess it's similar to the birthday message I wrote you. It comes back to the fact that you're always willing to learn and sort of... You're always consistent in what you do and what you say, and I think you hold yourself to that, and I think that's impressive.
Thanks. Wasn't that nice? Yeah, get a round of applause for that.
That was lovely.
So what about me? No. I actually don't want to take away from it.
No, but you're the words of affirmation guy, so...
No, I actually don't think I am. I think I liked you doing a lot of the stuff. But I think that the thing
as
is...
As in the admin...
The admin sort of thing.
Yeah.
Because you booked... Because the thing is, I haven't been to a doctor in 6 years since my folliculitis, which is actually, I joke about the folliculitis. I haven't had folliculitis in like 6 years.
Never heard one person talk about
antibiotics.
It more than...
I took one course of antibiotics and actually went away. Anything I have now is just head acne,
no,
I believe.
I mean, the admin stuff for Josh has been, I mean, I think you think about it more than doing it. Mm. So it all becomes this huge thing without lifting a finger.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you asked me to book in my doctor's appointment.
Oh, yeah.
And
I was pushing you a lot to go and get your test because it was one promise that we had to. Mm. The thing is, Josh and I have had our business for 2 years, nearly a year and a half now.
I think a year, maybe.
Been doing the podcast for nearly 2 years.
Yeah.
But we learn what each other's strengths are. Mm-hmm. And I've always said, like, I'd like to stick at shit. If I say I'm going to do it,
sure,
I want to do it. Mm-hmm. But it also doesn't bring as much fun as you just saying random shit and it being a promise that we now have to go and do.
It's improv. Just get it out there and see what happens.
This is real life.
The thing is, like, I had to text my mum at 5 a.m. to get a copy of my Medicare card.
Yeah.
And you booked the appointment. Like, you booked the appointment.
The reality is, you're still on mum's Medicare card. Fucking hell.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like it costs anything.
But I have said, though, once you have a baby, it forces you to get the Medicare card because you need a... Yeah, and having a wife, or like Amy, also forces you off the mum's Medicare card.
Yeah.
But no, I appreciate the pain. So you had to message mum.
Yeah.
It's not that bad. Were you worried, Lynn?
Yeah, oh, dad was more
Richard's
worried.
Still asleep. Fucking hell.
It's his glasses.
Oh, yeah. So mum knew the testosterone thing was happening.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, I appreciate it.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
You hear that?
Yeah.
She listens.
Yeah, that's good.
We were wondering.
Yeah, yeah.
But she does. Mm-hmm. The admin stuff has been a nightmare. Have you been okay with it? Because you seem like you were having a small breakdown before we came on stage.
Nah, I think it's more... Well, because the thing is that I get all of these inputs. And so Goldie Guts on Instagram, she DM'd me and she said, I think you're funnier when you're low blood sugar. And so I was like, oh, well, maybe I won't eat before the show.
I forced him to have a smoothie today.
Yeah, you had made me have a smoothie. And so I had the smoothie. But then the concern is around, like, going to the toilet and not wanting to have to go mid-show. So then you're trying to dial all that in. So I'm quite parched. I'm quite low blood sugar level.
Well, I used to be a PT, a personal trainer.
Were you a PT?
Yeah. 7 years, you know? Work experience at Craig Harper's gym, first ever time in a gym doing work experience. I remember thinking about clients that would use water as a excuse to stop fucking doing the exercise.
Yeah, filling up the bottle.
I was like, bro, you're not going to die between four sets. And so, like, I was thinking about that and how I used to crucify people on that. And then I was thinking, fuck, I didn't bring water.
Well, the other thing is our soda.
Now I feel like a real baby.
SodaStream is empty. Out. So I couldn't use that.
So if you noticed over, we had like strawberry water available. Trevor Long, who's on Channel 9, he's the tech guy. Could have been you, Josh.
Melbourne geek, RIP.
He went to an Apple event once over in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah, I went to Macworld,
No, Trevor. Trevor went to a...
Trev is invited by Apple as one of only four people in Australia. They pay for his flights. It's a bit of a junket sort of thing.
And he spits it in their face because he doesn't drink the strawberry water that they have on offer there.
Yeah, yeah.
And he refuses to. So we thought we'd offer
as an ode to Trev.
Yep, some strawberry water. And also you might have seen the coconut water, which... Is anyone drink the coconut water here? Did anyone? No, good.
The two people
that could have drank it put their hand up.
I mean, Jace was saying that he spat it out as soon as he took a drink. Yeah, it's disgusting.
It wasn't good. Not a sponsor.
Mr. 97, once when he came into the office... He told us that he'd been using coconut
oil
in his hair.
Yeah.
Which, you really sold it in as the next big thing.
Yeah.
And so I give it a go. And then...
His folliculitis comes back.
No, then I... Bree's like, why is your hair so greasy? And I was just like, trying to sleek it back. Yeah. It's not quite fucking curly. It's not straight. Just pathetic.
I mean, you've put a whole tablespoon.
Yeah. Yeah, I used a little bit, yeah.
And then we worked out that it wasn't just Mr. 97.
Yeah.
His best mates who he's grown up with, Jay and
Andre.
Oh, this is a nightmare. Dre. Well, yeah, the reason you got confused was because Jay's name's Jace, but loves to be called Jay.
No, I was going to call him. His Instagram handle is Jaykoff, and I can't stop thinking about Jackoff when I look at his handle. So it really rattled me. Sorry, Andre. You know I love you.
No, but
those two use it, so it's spread. And so now it's the Coconut Crew.
Mm-hmm.
The Coconut Crew are here tonight. Make them feel welcome. Give them a
great. Yeah.
So everyone's got name tags on, which that came because Josh doesn't do the best with greetings.
No, well, I just feel that I'm my best self at an individual level. So I like one-on-one time.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And so like coffees, I'm great. If you want to have a coffee with me or you want to go for a walk, that's great. But having lots of people... It's there's a lot to deal with.
Well, it's hard to do it with 100 people.
But then you even, you know, you fucked up.
I fucked it.
Just before.
Sorry, mate. Gronk move. My bad. at least I bought you the coconut water, so shut up.
Yeah, no, but I've been thinking about that. How do you think it changes? Because you realise how dumb the shit it is that we talk about when you fucking invite 90 people here and then just sit in. And also, my core is so sore with these fucking seats. So that's one of the issues. Like the first like 200 and something episodes, we would sit at a desk and we had these.
Yeah,
and
these
so not only did we not have aircon at that point, but I had to lie down and work because I was like, if we had two episodes or whatever, if we had a guest one that we were recording, I couldn't sit.
It's the most exercise you had all week.
Yeah, engaging the core. A lot of engaging the core.
That was a real dig, Mr. Noisy.
Do
you want to now say something nice about Josh?
Yeah, why don't you
back up the negativity with something lovely?
No, I don't want to hear something
nice. You don't
want to?
No. Not yet?
No, yeah, you fucked it.
Save it for the end of the show.
Save it for the end.
I just want to give you guys an update. Hayden Dibb, the tattoo guy, is in the room.
Yeah.
He'll come up on stage later.
Yeah.
You've made a great decision, mate. Don't worry. Yeah.
I actually, he DM'd, do we want to say what he DM'd us before? He said he's tattooist.
What did he DM us? Oh, yeah.
Just going, Mr. 97 just got an iPhone, which is very exciting. How's it going?
Bear with us through this admin.
Got dark mode.
Jeez. A lot of mentions in Instagram.
Oh, that's great. Thanks, guys.
Tattoo artist was getting a bit nervy, getting shaky hands.
Oh, really? So they took a bit of a break. Is that what they said?
Why? Because they'd never seen a hairy beast like you?
No.
He's very hairy.
What was it?
Love you. We're going to get him on stage.
Okay,
he's yelling at the guys we'll be up here.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
Not too long.
We've got LA coming up. We leave on Thursday. That's in a day and a half.
Yeah. Mr. 97, how are you feeling about your first trip? It's your first work trip.
Yeah.
The kid's lucked out.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon. Coming in working, not that we're great, but I'm just saying, it's his first job. Look at how much we...
No, you're perfect. You are really perfect.
If you say so.
No, yeah, you're very lucky. Very, very lucky, aren't you?
Yeah, huh? Baby's a lucky boy.
Yeah, baby's a lucky boy. Good boy. Los Angeles, California. Mm. What are you imagining? You get off on the plane. What happens?
Nice weather. I'm hoping shorts and t-shirt. Mm. I won't get sunburn over there.
Yeah, sure. You're paranoid when it comes to sunburn. You've got the UV app and you're constantly...
On the widgets. It's like right on the widgets.
So what's our UV? I guess
it's dark outside, so it's zero.
Yeah, very low.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never know.
Never know.
So it's nice outside, but you'll be... From a sunscreen point of view, are you just going to buy when you're over there or are you going to bring like a litre of sunscreen to LA?
Nah, I'll pack it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't, yeah. I think that could be a bad idea. Just from a, like, if we've got equipment or things like that, it's normally the first thing to spill. But, don't you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I go very light on.
Sometimes I let you just get into some weird areas.
Yeah, no, but the thing is, like, I go extremely light on. I'll bring a roll-on deodorant.
You're still talking about the sunscreen. Yeah, stuff. I thought he was meaning light on in content.
No, light on in regards to like toiletries. You know, light on. Yeah, I mean, you're going to be away from Amy and Bodie.
Yeah. You sell it in as 10 days because that's how long we're in the States for.
Mm-hmm,
but then there's 12. The travel time, so it's taken out to 12. which mm-hmm. you now know. Mm-hmm. Hang on, 13, I've been updated. Yeah. So we'll be away for 13 days, which mm-hmm. is being away from boat. Like, this show, there's been a lot of commitments from both parties in mm-hmm. terms of our wife and partner. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of shit that we put them through leaving mm-hmm. and going to do things like this. And we, like, just getting into the retrospective on this journey.
Doing a bit of a retro.
Episode 500. Mm-hmm. What a fucking journey. Mm-hmm. See, I'm shifting away from the sun strands chat.
It's really good. It's been where you don't mention it. No, I agree. Like, it's the... doing 500 of anything, especially for the guy who doesn't really stick to things.
Well, I was thinking today about sticking to stuff. Like, mm-hmm. consistency in anything. Like, the antidote to being inconsistent is consistency. So it's a paradox. It's like the thing that will cure it is doing it, which sounds so dumb, but I will tell you, being consistent in doing anything
will make you less inconsistent, yes.
Yes, but it also spreads to other areas of your life. So I'm not drinking this year. Uh-huh. Doing meditation each day, mm-hmm. sticking at that. I haven't missed a day. Unless I get home before midnight, I'm going to mm-hmm. miss the exercise thing for today. Mm-hmm. But that's the only time. So it's like, if you're feeling like you can't stick to anything mm-hmm. and you never will be able to, you're just going to find one thing. Because I think it's this show, sticking to this every single day, that has made the muscle grow mm-hmm. in terms of consistency. Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's like it gets easier and easier. Mm. But then the problem is, I guess, when it gets easier, you start to add things. And so we started off and it was easy just doing audio. And then we said, okay, why don't we film every episode? And then it's like, oh, why don't we bring 97 on full time? Mm. And then you say, okay, well, maybe we need to go to LA.
Yeah.
And so all of those things, you end up being like, oh, you... Or doing an episode 500, doing an event and all that sort of thing. And so there is moments, and Bree is very good with me because I do be like, why are we doing episode 500? And what she says is that you'll like it when you're here, and I'm actually really enjoying it. but let's be honest, if you are going to do a podcast, the weeks leading up, you'll be like, why the fuck did I do it? And then you're also like, why did I hire lights? Because you don't know how the lights operate. And so at 5 o'clock, when all you can do is get the lights to strobe and then the colour is red and you're on a 9-minute tutorial trying to watch a guy explain whilst the lights are flashing, it can be slightly rattling.
Well, I think doing anything in life, there's like the thought of what it will be like before you get to that point. Mm-hmm. And so
before you even say yes, there's the excitement, and it's also like...
Well, it's rose-coloured glasses. Yeah. It's like the possibilities are endless, the future. Oh, my God, that could be amazing.
But it's also, I think, the other thing too is you say, okay, we will be where we want to be when we do this. Mm. And I guess the realisation is every single time you do the thing, it never gets you to that place. And so you just need to enjoy the simple stuff. So I think that that's like what... I really enjoy is the...
Gronk move. Yeah, whoever's phone just rang.
I mean, this is Rich coming from Tommy. We went to the MTV event last week and it was a live recording.
Mate.
And you managed to get this...
This is why I can tell the person off.
Exactly.
Because I did projecting. It last week.
Yeah, no, I get it. No, so there's something nice about like simplifying it and saying, okay, what I enjoy is the interactions. I get a lot out of focusing my energy to 97 because... Did you ever do a school production?
No.
Yeah. And so that's the thing. So when I was thinking about today, I was very much like...
He's lecturing him, isn't
this he? This is very Grease light, you know, Grease 2008.
Yeah.
You know, I'm Vince Fontaine. Uh-huh. I'm fucking...
Who am I, Josh?
Well, you weren't in the production.
Oh, no. But
you
would have been. We know which one to be. Yeah.
You would have been... is it fucking Danny? Is that his name? Is that the one? Who's the lead? Danny, thank you.
You're giving me Danny?
Yeah, you can have Danny.
Thanks.
And it would be sort of like, look, Tommy doesn't do extracurricular activity, so we'll give him the good part. but the thing is, so it's... so there's the energy of doing things and connecting. But you don't have that reference. You don't have the school production reference point. What does this remind you of? What have you done that's similar to this in your life?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
Great. What are you going?
So anyway, how are you, Joshy?
It's good. No, but it's interesting because you see the we don't all think the same. Mm. Scooter Derek, you got dragged in here very last minute to do all this sort of stuff.
Ambushed,
absolutely. Can I just give a shout out to Scooter Derek? He has a studio on Easy Street called Castaway Studios. Now, Tommy and I, during our first, what it would have been? It would have been episode 90?
No, 30, I think.
30 something? We did from Derek's studio. From hammocks, which used to be a dyno. And for people who aren't a motor enthusiast like myself, you won't know what a dyno is.
74, Josh. Episode 74.
Thank you.
Was it?
I thought you were saying 74 minutes left. How long are we fucking going for? We're going for an hour, by the way. Yeah. And so it's we'll probably do another 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Good time check.
Which would bring us out to 8:30.
Yeah, perfect.
Full hour.
So Derek has a dyno. And so he what was your... You're one of four people in Australia that can fix Vespas, is that right? Or like
no, maybe in Melbourne.
In Melbourne.
Yeah.
That's still pretty impressive.
Yeah. Josh has been telling people that stat.
Yeah, it's a fucking great stat. No, well, because what I love is that
you've made up stats.
You've pivoted. So you turned your dyno, which is you can put a scooter on it, or like people use it for cars. But this is the specific one you had was one that was built for scooters and motorbikes and things like that.
Yeah.
And you turned it, because basically it goes soundproof so that you can rev the engines really high, and you turned that space into a podcast studio.
That's right.
Yeah.
To do the Aussie Vinyl show.
Uh-huh. And so it's literally you in front with a webcam talking about your favourite records on vinyl. And the best part is that I've never seen... I can relate to this as a creative person so much. I've never seen someone try and fuck their business as much as Derek. Because Derek's in the scooter repair business and he'll have people calling. He's like, I'm not fucking answering that. It's going to be another fuck trying to, you know, get their Vespa fixed.
Does your wife listen to our show?
Yeah.
No.
My favourite one was today. That I mean, you've got certain bits of savviness to you to the point where he... picks up the phone. You always pick up the phone, which is amazing. So you enter into these fucking conversations. You just don't answer. That's a tip from me. Anyway, you answer the phone, which is outrageous because you don't know the number. And you're like, oh, hey, it's Derek. And then someone starts talking to him about scooters and saying, oh, I've got this scooter and all that sort of thing. And you actually, I don't know if this is new or whether you do this all the time, but first of all, he was standing in front of me. He goes, mate, I'm actually on a ladder right now. So it's not a great time. Yeah, call me back. I hang up. I didn't even say anything, and there was like other people around. I was just like, this guy is just burning it to the ground. And then the best part, the best part though was what I loved, which I could relate to, was then the next call was the accountant, and they're like, yeah, mate, we're going to have to get that group certificate. We're sorting it out. It's fucking, it's happening. But what I love is the passion and excitement that you have for podcasting, which is what we have. And I think that's what, when you're talking about what a gronk is, I think that there's so many gronk moves in that. You managed to leave the first, my mate Blage walks in and he says, I've already met your mate Derek. I was like, why? It's like, he didn't lock the door when he was taking a dump. And Derek says, oh, I wasn't taking a dump. And then to Blage's point, he's like, you're sitting down, you had your pants down. So it's all point. But, you know...
I was in the Facebook room.
In the Facebook room. But so it's great that we have a support network.
Yeah.
Like people like Derek who are willing to turn down good Vespa business. Only. And you sort of wear it as pride. Like, there's going to be a lot of people who can't get their fucking Vespas fixed in Melbourne. A little bit.
Yeah, they're getting upset.
Yeah.
It's like when you get fired and you just say... what they're missing out on.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
They don't realise.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what's happening. But no, we appreciate you. When we started this, we wanted to build, well, I've always wanted to, mm-hmm. build a community of like-minded people, creatives, and it's coming to fruition. Mm-hmm. It's, I mean, it could all be over after tonight, after the testosterone results come through, which we need to get to. So we're going to do the results, mm-hmm. and then we're going to do a raffle ticket. Mm-hmm. So everyone get a raffle ticket? If you didn't, you fucked up. Because we got some epic prizes.
Which we mention later.
And then we're going to wrap it up. So, should we welcome to the stage Queen Gronk?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you would know her as the person who was emceeing. Yeah. Gemma Watts. Yeah, that microphone here.
Yeah. Great. All right, so...
Well, I took my crown off because I wanted to look more like Nathan from The Foot Locker. He nearly got my fucking job.
Yeah, so Nathan, for people who aren't...
No, we don't need to talk about Nathan.
Okay, yeah, Nathan is a Foot Locker.
We had big things planned and Nathan let us down.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he did have exams.
Whatever.
He's still in school. We didn't realise.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't realise.
We haven't discussed how we're going to do this.
Okay. I don't know how many...
Do you want Miss Universe style? Do you want second runner-up because it feels less shit than last?
Well, I think it's all written out.
Yeah, it is.
To be...
It's like an actual script.
Written. It's a
red. Okay, great.
So...
I don't love third place. I like second runner-up.
Okay, sure.
Okay, you can if you want to take
over, Gemma.
So
so weird from me to take over.
Okay,
this
so off-brand.
I can't stress enough that this is a dumb competition, but we needed to find out the answers.
Okay, so my understanding of it is that it's out of 30. Is that correct?
No, so there's a range. There's a range between 10 and 30.
So it's
35.
10 and 35.
Okay.
Okay, great. So we know that.
Good chat. Okay. Second runner-up.
Are we not prefacing it with anything else?
We can do it.
Do you need to?
Well, no, Tommy was saying... Sorry, what Tommy
I'm
was
so
saying...
I'm so glad I rushed up to the stage.
No, this is good. This is good, Gem. This is good.
I hate the attention.
No, this is good.
Okay, so no. So we wanted to work out. We didn't know what the prize was going to be for winning... The highest level of testosterone.
And so you
in
brought something
you
forward.
Want me to sit back.
No. It'll be
what
like
I brought,
seconds,
what I brought
seconds,
forward was in LA. There's one room in our Airbnb that has a double bed, or it could be a queen bed. So I thought the winner could have the queen bed, which is.
And then I thought about it. I was like, so then I was thinking.
Yeah, we had this conversation.
The other
option,
the potential other option is, if you got low testosterone, you're not sleeping well. You're a bit tired.
I was a part of a fitness competition.
I mean, does a perfect person need to be more perfect is what I'm saying.
I was a part of a fitness competition and I came last.
Did you work in fitness?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
PT 7 years. PT, Craig Harper can verify.
Yeah.
Wasn't insured for most of it.
This is Tommy trying to sound like an underdog.
No.
He lost a competition.
So I can't even remember what I was saying.
You were saying that you came last in a...
Oh, and I won $150.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the best prize. I didn't...
It's a wooden spoon.
I put in a lot of effort.
It feels like you won money. Want me to give you
$150. Okay.
So I'm thinking about the prize of someone who...
It just feels like a conversation that should have happened already.
Mate, this is what we do. We organise the show while we're here.
This is all fine, guys. Okay. Let's do it. Let's go.
Also, now.
Yeah, I'm very good. So this is good.
Oh, no, hang on, wait.
These are our envelopes. These actually... Go on. These envelopes were printed and we've got a limited run of them. And if we ever send you something, it'll be with the envelopes.
Yeah.
But you'll know it's a lot going on.
50 cents each.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, Jim.
On now.
Yeah, go.
Okay, Christ almighty.
Okay.
Okay, second runner-up.
Mm-hmm. That's third place.
What?
What are you talking about?
Gemma, it's confusing
second,
to say in last
second
place.
Runner
okay,
up.
The loser.
No. Let's not call him a loser.
You didn't have to bring the L
word
into this.
He's not a loser.
This.
He's not a loser. Whoever it is not a loser.
Yeah.
It's everyone's got their strengths.
Just last place.
No. Second round up. Second rounder up. What the fuck did you say?
I'm going to say third place.
Okay, right. Third place out of however many there are.
And just to confirm, three of you. So
okay,
third
great.
Place
is last.
Would suggest.
Okay, great.
Okay, third place with a testosterone. I mean, score level?
Just
level. What is it called? What is it called? Miller? What's the...
It's
you've abbreviated it on here. I don't know.
Nanomoles per liter of blood.
I spend so much time...
I don't care.
Okay, go.
Okay, on 10.8, JJ.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I need to, do you know how I need to be less inconsistent by being consistent? I think that's what I need to do. Okay, so I came last. So it's between 97 and...
Okay, so then how do you want me to do this? Because in Miss Universe, they would announce the winner and you'd be up holding hands and then...
So the person who came second gets pretty much zero attention.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's...
That works for you or no?
I mean, you could
depends.
Just announce... the runner-up is...
Just fucking tell me what to do,
blah,
man.
Blah, 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 which means the winner is, and then they can always celebrate the winner.
Okay, so in second place, on 17.3... is Mr. 97, which means first place is Tommy Jack, right. And no one's thrilled.
I told him, I said it was only funny if I won.
Yeah.
I love that my best mate clapped the loudest. In the
I mean, look at those arms. Look at those arms.
I mean,
in retrospect, Nathan could have done this. You were 26. You can have
thank
this.
You, thank you, Gemma. I appreciate it.
As the winner, I will give my bed to Josh.
No, I don't want your fucking bed. Absolutely. I'll sleep on a single. I'll be happy about it because I'm a fucking hero. Anyway, I think it's time.
No, the real hero of tonight. Uh-huh. We need to bring him up on stage.
He's already here.
Hayden Dibb.
Oh, Hayden Dibb. Okay. Hayden Dibb. I didn't know where we were going with that. Hayden Dibb. Everyone, round of applause for Hayden Dibb.
Words of affirmation. My wife said a couple of weeks ago when Hayden, who is a fellow Gronk filmmaker in Melbourne, we never knew him before he came in to chat with us at the Daily Talk Show and hang out. My wife said, I love when Haydo's on the show. And so I thought I'd just toot your horn.
Thank you.
And make you feel like you made a good decision.
Yeah. No, I made a fucking horrible decision. This is the worst. You should see how big it is. It's so much bigger.
Can you move the microphone just so we can get a nice shot of you? So
the thing here, I mean, let's give some context around your decisions before, not to understate what you've done, but
okay.
Is it true that you have another tattoo that says Hummus on it?
I do, yes.
Okay, all right. So this guy's got a fucking low barrier to entry.
The standard's quite low for tattoos on me.
So when did you have the idea that you would get a tattoo of the Daily Talk Show logo?
I was pretty sure when you blackmailed me.
I did not, but there was no blame.
No, it was actually, I can't actually complain because it wasn't my idea.
Yeah, great.
I just kind of offered it up and then was like, I should get a tattoo. And we were meant to do it like 6 weeks ago.
Well, yeah, he said, I want to get a tattoo. I said, we'll do it next week.
And then and that didn't happen.
Which was a promise that we never met. Yeah. But now we're here. The promise was, we'll have it done on at 500. We were planning to have it done on stage. Mm. Turns out you can't do tattoos outside of a tattoo shop legally when they're, you know, they're putting their names.
So, Hayden, you started... When did you start listening to The Daily Talk Show?
I started listening to The Daily Talk Show last year when I was living in London. I found him through Matt Diavella. And I heard these two lovely Australian voices.
Thank you.
And I was... I think it was when I was a little bit homesick, so it was good to hear just Aussie banter. Like
we've also got Kathleen, who you would have met at the front door. She started listening from the very beginning and she lived in London.
I think she was in Australia, then went to London. Anyway.
I mean, it's not going to bug me.
Anyway, it's not about her, it's about me.
For the point of the story, she was in London, like Haydo.
She may have gone on a holiday to London.
But actually,
did she have a working visa or...?
You would have had the under 30. Did you do that?
Yeah, no, working visa. We're not talking about
that. Okay, though. Sure. Why are you funny about visas?
You know what? Look at me. No, but I think I actually knew about you guys like way before I started listening to the podcast. I emailed Tommy like a few times. Yeah. He never replied.
Yeah, sure.
Sorry, mate. You should have led with what Mr. 97 did. I'll work for free.
I did. I got to it at the end.
You buried him.
Don't make him read.
Yeah.
So you're listening in London and then...
And then I came home and I kind of, I think, got in touch about doing a Fat Fridays. I never met around. You ended up renting a camera off me. And I felt like I met both of you in the same day, separate occasions, because you were just like sussing me out.
And you also, I mean, you get your dad has a great shop on Smith Street.
Yeah, Live Travel Adventure.
Yeah, Live Travel Adventure.
Yeah, those hats that you see.
These hats.
Yeah. I always
we're giving five away today, by the way.
So. Oh, great, five away.
Part of the raffle ticket.
Part of the raffle.
Five away.
B-way, they're really. The thing is, they're comfortable and they.
They're a great hat.
No, but seriously, it feels like.
Has anyone else seen his head in the past 6 months?
Oh, so there you go.
Mate, when you get a good hat...
It just... Yeah, it really shapes into your head. Like I used to wear snapbacks all the time. and you've just got this constant pressure.
And you got this on camera?
It's straight. It's straight. Just like there's, it's almost like it's designed. You need it bent. Like the straight is some weird flex that I don't give a fuck about how I feel. And so anyway, this comes bent, which reminds me of like when I was a kid.
It reminds you. Okay.
Yeah. You'd get a hat and you'd put it in like a glass to try and shape it to see how fucking like curved you could have it. Anyways,
so Haydo.
Yeah, so Haydo.
First met.
So the fuck hat you're talking thing, about.
So anyway, you're here, you've got a tattoo.
So we called in some massive favours from mm-hmm. Victims of Ink mm-hmm. on Chapel Street.
Yeah.
I called them, cold call, and said, look, here's the sitch. I've got a gronk who needs a tat. Mm. And we need your help.
This is what I love about Tom, like as a business partner. You are very good at, as you described, getting on the blower. And everything's about like, opportunity. Got opportunities mate. For you. Yeah, we got opportunities. Yeah. Then he gets off the phone. He's like, sorted.
This is the opportunity. DD and the team.
Yeah, DD.
And your tattoo artist.
Jake. It went really well. It looks mm-hmm. great. It is a little bit bigger than
expected.
I said to you, look, we don't want to pressure you into this. You get the size you want.
Yeah.
I sent him through the artwork.
But I got there and I was so under pressure and I just picked the biggest one.
And so the thing is, I mean, you're specific on...
He talked me into it. I couldn't...
I mean, it's easier. Doing bigger, I guess, is easier. You decided to get the older logo.
Yes.
Which has sort of a more sort of liney sort of design.
Yeah, I was like, a microphone in like a year is going to be like, that's microphone. Cool. But like the other logo is way too corporate.
Yeah, you're worried. Yeah, oh, right. Corporate.
Oh, right. Hey, Dylan agrees with me. He's the one who designed it.
Yeah, a 3D deal. Anyway.
So should we do the reveal?
Yeah, we can have a look at it.
Where so is how it? Are we doing?
So has it got glad wrap?
It's on the back of my arm.
Well, I thought they were going forearm.
No.
Off stage. This is bullshit. Okay, here we go. No, I'm really...
No, hang on. Let's have a look.
Right. Here we go.
And when you see it, you need to wrap.
Is there going to be glad wrap?
No, I got to take the glad wrap.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, yes!
Oh, my goodness.
It's a lot bigger than...
Oh, my goodness. That's huge.
Yeah. It actually took 35 minutes just to shave me.
That is...
That's beautiful.
That is fucking huge.
Yeah, I know. My brother walked in like as he put the stencil on and he goes, oh, that's big. And I was like, yeah. All because of the W.
Mate, you're a official gronk.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, a round of applause for Hayden.
Yeah, give him a round of applause. He will be having photos with his arm and you if you want one after. But we appreciate it, Haydo. Thank you.
Thanks, boys.
So we're getting close to wrapping up. We should do the raffle.
Oh, yeah, great.
Because you guys have been patient enough to be sitting here in front of us. So get your raffle tickets out. Mm-hmm. I need the raffle.
When was the last time you had a raffle? Did a raffle? By
oh,
the
mate,
way?
I want to do a meat tray, but this guy's vegetarian. We couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So I appreciate BK wouldn't have been happy either.
Yeah, great.
So how does
literally forgot how a raffle works. If we give them out to everyone, how the fuck do we need to write it down?
Are you serious?
I was literally thinking if we fucking tear them off and give them to them.
There's two sides to a raffle ticket.
Okay, great. Good.
You give one of the sides to the person.
Yeah,
and you keep
now.
The other side and you put it in here.
So all of these are not the ones that were left, but these are the new ones that we made from that
book. I don't think you still got it. So you got two sides?
Yeah, no, I get it. But
you
we
pull one, you give it, and then we pull that one and put it
did
in here.
We didn't put the whole book in though, because we didn't.
No, we don't want to put the whole book in because then there'll be
so many. That's what I'm saying. So I'm just wanting to confirm that afterwards, Kathleen, did we tear out just the ones that we gave? Not the whole book?
No.
I can't see Kathleen, but I'm assuming
you guys, everyone who has a raffle ticket, we have the other side of it.
Yeah, okay.
So...
Yeah. And we don't have any other sides. We only took the ones where you guys entered.
Mr. 97, do you want to do some legwork now?
Uh-huh.
I'll get Josh to draw out and say the number.
Okay.
Yep. So you're going to say the colour
is
and
this
then
me?
The number. Yeah, okay. So you'll say that. Hang on, hang on. Mr. 97, you'll go get the prize, which I'll announce before we do the ticket.
Okay, cool.
So, whack your mic down. All right. So, got your raffle tickets out, Gronks? Got him? Good, good. All right,
oh,
so...
sorry, 836.
Prize number one, this is the mini shebang. Mm-hmm. So this is from Hey Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
HeyTiger.com, the best chocolate in Melbourne.
HeyTiger.com.au.
.com.au?
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay. That's like everyone who says news.com.
Oh, yeah, true.
News.com... does not go to news.com.au. No, so no. Stop fucking saying news.com.
Either way, this is a whole range of the Hey Tiger chocolates, and someone gets to walk go home with it tonight.
This is Hey Tiger, delicious
so
chocolate.
Rustle around.
They've got a Halloween chocolate too that you can check out, plus a complete vegan range, which is very good. Okay, are we good?
Got it.
Okay, the colour is ready, orange, ready? Yeah, no, it actually says red. It's red. Okay. F. Red F. Hands up if you're still in the game. Everyone?
Just a few people. Oh, no. Okay.
Red F. Now I'm going to say a number.
We're going to get through this in less than 5 minutes.
Okay. 03. There
Justin.
We go. Justin, congratulations, mate. The shebang. That's 17 mini chocolates.
If you are
Hey
down
Tiger.
The back, you don't have to come up. You can just yell and we'll see who you are. Because it might be a bit awkward for them to come down. But the next prize, the July carry-on. This is a suitcase at July on Instagram, one of the best handles.
We had Ethan Didascalou on the show. Are you right?
Are you right, mate?
Yeah.
July.com. So this is I think it's charcoal. Yeah, it's the July carry-on charcoal.
It's charcoal carry-on.
If you need a new carry-on suitcase, this... you're going to love this. Mm-hmm. All right, JJ, go for it.
Great. All right, blue. Who's blue?
Who's in the blue?
Okay,
oh,
great.
We've got a D. It's just a lot of everyone having
this. So it's D33.
Who is it? We've got
we've got a hand out of the back.
Oh, Mr. 97's off stage.
97's going, watch your step.
I thought directing that people wouldn't have to come up was...
But then we don't see who it is.
Yeah, so then
who was it, 97?
Who is it? You got to find out and come back up on stage.
Oh, it's Heath.
Heath.
Oh, great.
Unbelievable. All right.
He's very stylish. It will really suit him.
The next prize, the Quad Lock case pack.
The Quad Lock case pack.
The guys at Quad Lock have been very supportive of the Daily Talk Show.
Yeah, I think we all use the Quad Lock.
It's the best phone case. If you go anywhere in the world, you'll see on motorbikes and cars the blue colour, and it's on, and you clip it in. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Rob and the team at Quad Lock have... given us a whole variety of stuff that you can take home. This is an iPhone 10 case, but if you do have a different phone, they're going to replace it for you for whatever phone you have.
So and if you live Southside, Rob will give you a tour of his Google Home.
Really?
This is great.
So
he's literally got, like, he could tell, say, turn the lights off. I can't, Rob, by the way, I need to speak to you. I can't even work out how to fucking connect mine up. I've replaced it with Sonos, but I can't get the two rooms to go at the same time.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
What's this for? This is for the Quad Lock kit. Blue D. Who's in the game?
Blue D. Right, yeah, couple at the front here.
It's D20.
Yeah. Is that it, Annabelle? D20?
Is it, oh, no, where
D20?
Is it?
D20, no.
I can't see the back there, but this is great. Very, very close.
I think you need a 20, because there's still 27. Like, you can still keep it going, you know?
And what did
really
I do?
Really confused the what whole bunch
do?
Of gronks.
What did I do?
20.
Oh, okay.
Yeah! Okay. All right, so rustle around. So this is from the team here at AU79 Cafe. Yeah. If you've never come here, come here.
It's three broken ceramic... keep cups.
No, so this is an that's an AeroPress, yeah?
Yeah, this is an AeroPress. This is state-of-the-art stuff.
There's a bag of coffee, some AU79 coffee, and also like a cool, never been more hip at this moment.
This is hipster
gold
as shit.
Gold straw.
Mm-hmm.
Like a metal straw.
I literally, the milkshake, the smoothie that you made me have.
So this
beautiful.
Is awesome.
It's got a cleaner as well. It's a good prize, guys. This is fucking great. If you go camping, seriously,
All right.
Okay, purple. Who's in the game?
Purple.
Okay, this is fucking good.
Richard Jensen's
hand went up quick. A lot of hipsters as well. Here we go. Feeling good about purple. I'm going to say it real quick. It's E11. Yeah! There we go, Belinda Wall, the biggest hipster of them all.
That's
taking
amazing.
Out. That's fucking great.
So we've had a couple of last minute. Mm. We're going to do a fire round. It's not over yet.
Uh-huh.
So Nando's did a whole bunch of food for us.
Yeah.
Absolute legend.
Thank you, Nando's.
And I really wanted to pocket these.
Mm-hmm.
But they've given us vouchers. There's two $50 ones and there's two $20 ones.
Yeah, great.
For Nando's. Absolutely not.
Yeah. We've got one of the biggest Perry Perk members in Australia in the front row. Okay.
So I want you to just go hard and I'm just going to hold it up. So you pick
where's
it out.
Where's the fucking things?
I've got it in my hand.
Okay. I thought you wanted me to grab them, but I wouldn't know what to do.
So I'll go. All right, here we go. Go for it. This is a $50 one.
Okay, ready? $50 one. Are you ready, guys?
Say it real quick.
It is blue D23.
Yes.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, this is a $20
one. What are we doing?
You're going to get them after. Come up.
Can you just not give them?
No, it take too long.
Okay, sure. But please don't forget if you have one.
Mate, you're not going to forget this. Go.
Red F for Fred, 13. There we go.
Craig Harper,
get on the protein.
So, Harps, that was a $20 one. This is a $50 one now.
Okay. It is blue D03. Blue D03.
Oh, the Coconut Crew.
There we go,
Andre.
Coconut Crew.
$50 for you, buddy. And last $20 one, quickly.
Okay, here we go. Oops, they're sticking together. It is a blue D... Ooh, that looks like a C, but it's not. It's a 08. Blue D08. Blue D08.
I fucking
told you. You took the whole raffle book. That was the whole raffle book. This is why I was saying it's an issue. Let me do it.
All right, go.
Here we go. Okay. Red F10. Yeah, up the back. Please remember that you've won and you can get them later.
$20 one.
$20 right. one.
And then Hato dropped it on us that his dad's giving us...
Oh, yes.
Five hats. Five hats.
Okay, so... what was that, Hayden?
Where are they?
No, we can't fucking throw them. We don't want to... what is that called?
No, we're going to keep it fair. I think people are enjoying
the
raffle.
Let's do it.
There's a lot of disappointment.
Okay, five hats.
Size.
Are they... Dib, have you got them? He's bringing them up right now. Thank you, everyone, for coming, by the way.
careful.
Just
careful
watch your cables. Yeah. Oh, this is great. Sick. These are legit.
Yeah, we know. They're
comfy as hat.
They're shaped to your head. They're really great.
So this one says, Can you hold them actually in 07? So this one's Beaver.
Who gets the beaver? Here we go.
Who gets the beaver? Blue beaver. Okay, it's a blue D26. Come on out. There we go. Beaver for you. There you go. I know I said I wouldn't throw them, but she knows who won, so it's not like there's a fight.
All right, go.
Okay, this one is for a stallion. It's got Tommy Jacket's name all over it. Here we go. It is blue D13. There we go. Ant, mate, enjoy it. Oh, mate. There's visualization.
That's the secret.
Okay, great. Here we go. Let's do another one. What's this one?
Peace.
This is peace. Is that an animal? Okay. We've moved away to sort of a dove with a peace. All right, blue D25. Annabelle, yes. Peace, name all over it. All right, and how many more have we got?
Two to go.
Silver fox.
Yeah.
Where's Mikey Jacket?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. All right, it is red F09. Red F09, out the back there.
On the same
you
table.
Don't have
to, you're not throwing. Don't throw it.
Throw.
Yeah, it's all good.
I won't throw it. Do you want to just put it on the ground?
All right, last one. This is Roo.
Oh, this
quite
is great.
Australian.
This should go to Ruru. This would be good for Ruru.
Oh, yes.
Okay, here we go.
Ruru, if you win this, this is some weird shit happening.
Okay. I mean, Ant's visualising over there again.
Yeah.
Stop fucking visualising. Are you visualising still? Don't be greedy. Right, here we go.
All right.
Oh, this is a purple. Good purple crew.
It's not Ruru.
E18. E18? Yes.
Who?
Yeah. Woo. That's a Ruru one here. Please come up. Thank you to everyone for coming. This has been great.
I need to do some thank yous.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
So, AU79, obviously, thank you for allowing me and the Gronk squad back in after breaking
those porcelain cups.
Mm-hmm. They've got a great, like, this is a great place for event hire and things like that. I saw the other day, like, a concerts and weddings and all that sort of thing. It's very good.
Keep selling it. It's still
good. No, I think it's great. I mean, no,
Josh, what's great about their coffee?
Their coffee, I mean, it's the thing is that Tommy is very particular about his coffee.
Mate, I walk in here now and they just make the coffee that I love.
Strong three quarter. I'm an almond guy. They use Milk Lab. And so that's always a good thing. Do they use Milk Lab? It tastes like Milk Lab. I can't tell the difference, but Brie can.
If you've never come here, get down.
It's like, I mean, look at how much greenery there is, and it's they're just all about the, like, we're talking to Lawrence, who manages the place, and he's always talking about the community, and they're always fucking doing things, and they've given us this great space tonight.
And the Gronk squad's infiltrated.
Yeah, the Gronk squad, absolutely. Awesome. Never again, I'm sure, but thank you.
If you've been drinking beer tonight, Moondog Brewing, the guys around the corner, I called him up.
Yeah, opportunity.
Mate, here's what we got for you.
Yeah, we've got 180, which the funny thing is, I then said to my mate Blage from Officer, I said, mate, we've got 180 beers. He goes, don't you have 90 people? I can't fucking get Blotto off two beers. And so I,
anyway,
he ended up driving.
It's been
he's
responsible
be
drinking tonight. Yeah, exactly. But Moondog Brewing, they've got a cool place around the corner, and also they've got this new Moondog World. Check it out, Moondog Brewing on Instagram. Also Nando's. Who ate the food?
Yeah.
Who
ate the round of applause for Nando's.
The biggest Perry Perker just gave them the biggest cheer. So they supplied a whole bunch of stuff, and the popcorn, the Perry
We
popcorn.
Didn't have it today, but their halloumi pita is great. I can't have it. I probably could alter.
Get on down. And also thanks to Dee Dee and the team at Victims of Ink on Chapel Street. So they hooked up Haydo with the tattoo.
And it looks fine. It looks like legit. It looks very good. So
Jake's Tattoos _ is the guy who did it. And if you're getting a tat, go there, because they're really, really lovely.
Yeah.
Who else do we need to thank, JJ?
Look, I think there's our partners, Amy and Bree, have done an amazing job.
Yeah, yeah.
Not only for supporting us through this event, but supporting through the fact that there's a lot of
bullshit
that we commit to, and that when we commit to it, they commit to it too.
Yeah.
And so everything from LA, but also when I was away for 4 months, Brie was cool with me getting up at like 5:30 in the morning to record a podcast and be stressing about trying to find a location that has 4G in Slovenia.
We've had Basil over here just filming.
Thank you, Basil.
Thumbs up. Dan Wickman.
Dan Wickman. He's just come back from a holiday. A lot of vitamin D, looking great.
Campbell, who's also been taking some snaps. Karen, who's our gimbal ninja. And we've also got... we've got a show baker, guys.
Oh, yes.
So we started the show.
I haven't fucking had cake yet.
And Fat Fridays came into the equation down the road. And then we were reached out to by Alexandra, who has since become our show baker. Mate, when you get cookies in the mail and it comes through like a sendal.
It looked like a VHS tape. And then I opened it and there was fucking cookies in it.
Yeah.
And so that was great.
No,
so
babies. Then... And no then, better surprise.
Yeah, it was a great surprise. It seemed like something you'd see in some sort of like border security sort of shit.
So we gave her the official title of show baker, and she's baked a cake. It's not going to feed all you Gronk, so sorry about that. she did say, do you want me to cater for everyone? I said, absolutely not.
Yeah.
And no, she said, do you want me to cater for any allergies? I said, absolutely not. It's full of stuff you probably shouldn't eat if you have an allergy.
Yeah.
Not everyone's going to get a slice anyway. My wife's looking at me really disappointed.
I mean, it's a negative way to end the show, I've got to say.
Let's bring it back up and let's give JJ a you know, a nice piece of affirmation.
No, I don't need it.
No, I want it.
Okay.
I've
no. Okay. I feel like 97. Oh no, you do it.
All right.
What? No. I think you're great at affirmations. I feel like I know, I want to hear what you say.
Okay. No, I was thinking about, I don't have a friend who is more willing to put themselves at the forefront of the joke or
I'm pushed.
You laugh at yourself. The humility you have is greater level than your testosterone. But it's up there, bro.
That's very good.
And when we first started the show, it was something that you
So this is a fucked up, me rapping like the good things you've done for me and then me virtuing my traits now.
Why you're perfect for me.
No, but you've helped, and I think you do help the people around you put themselves out there a bit more and show more humility and take shit less seriously.
Thank you.
I think you've done a great job. Mm-hmm.
And for you guys, I think it's one, like, I have always struggled working with teams because fucking people are a pain in the ass. It's fucking annoying.
Why?
But then when you find the right team that will do everything for you, it really fucking takes the pressure off.
No,
but in all seriousness, you've got to understand, doing 500 episodes, if you're looking and saying, Tommy and Josh are so different or Mr. 97 is different, like, it has been a lot of hard work. Yeah. Like, the funny thing is, it's like doing a podcast that is completely optional. All we've been able to do is enter into it with the idea of self-development and trying to be better. And I think that that's the great thing that we've all been able to do, is it's like we have hard conversations, we get pissed off at each other, but at the end of the day, we talk through things, we work on it, and we are actually able to create stuff that we're really proud of. And I think that that's like any relationship. I think if you hear the show, what I always hope is that we bring that out too. And so that when we're fucking a bit edgy or whatever, or I haven't eaten, or you're in fucking just testosterone too fucking high or whatever it is, that we talk about it and we reflect it on the show and being unapologetic with that. Because if we do that, if we just be ourselves and then you guys come here tonight, that's awesome, because it means like you might actually like us, which is fucking really great.
We're big insecure babies.
Yeah.
And so, still thinking whether or not this is a thing. Exactly. 500 in.
And so thank you to everyone for coming tonight. It's been amazing.
Technical guy.
Thank you to
AKA Scooter Derek.
Thanks to Scooter Derek for all of the technical stuff. And he was under strict... I didn't actually see the video, but you didn't have to move the cursor when you press play. Are you fine with that? Okay. So that was you did a fucking great job.
And everyone for coming tonight. Like, it's so funny. I had a moment of panic thinking fucking no one's going to come.
Yeah,
I think it's so normal though.
Well, because it wasn't even that. It's like, who the fuck is coming to something on a Tuesday night that's free, that's on Eventbrite? Like, I was swear, like 100% I wouldn't fuck. Like, it feels like one of those, it's like similar to a meetup, right? And like a meetup, you sort of, if you're not feeling it and you're never feeling it, you don't come.
So we have name tags and all.
Yeah, we've got name tags and all. So the fact that you guys are here is awesome. Thank you so much. Give a round of applause to yourselves, please. Woo! And
Gemma Watts.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much to Queen Grong for not only the support on tonight's show, but she's always supporting us on everything from being on the podcast constantly and also sharing us on the gram, which we really appreciate.
Mr. 97, thank you for being a strapping young man.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to turn 20 at the end of this week.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be in LA. You can do whatever you want within reason.
Yeah, and we can...
within budget.
So, and we're going to be in LA for Halloween. So this is going to be fun. So in 2 days' time or 3 days' time, so it'll be Friday at around midday, we're going to do a live stream. And I love a fucking promise, but this is happening, so it's all good that I can talk about. We're going to live stream us setting up shop out the front of our Airbnb in West Hollywood, and we're going to just...
cut pumpkins?
Yeah.
I reckon you'd cut your finger off.
No. No, we're going to... There's going to be fucking trick-or-treaters and stuff.
Can you sense that he's going to cut his finger off?
It could be, he would know. That's something to look forward to too. Otherwise, it's been a great show. Thanks for coming, everyone, and we'll see you next time.
See you guys.